Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A lot of decisions to be made. I don't want to be a part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep playing. A lot of decisions, in the next couple months.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable. Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Oh, it's Ben time. I don't know why I did that. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. I'm very much anticipating the next portion of the show as I am pacing around. I'm fired up today. And I know Ryan Horvath, our good buddy's fired up as he is he has been clowning me on Twitter all morning.
Can you see me? Because we're Skyping. You see what I'm doing to you?
You are giving me the middle finger.
Actually agree with most of the stuff that you're saying, but is Rodgers tradable? Is Rodgers tradable? If you're a Cleveland Brown fan, do you
Why
want
would
Baker
you want
Mayfield?
Rodgers?
Wait, hold on. I actually want to get off this screen now that you've seen me. Okay.
I don't like looking at you.
I know. I'm
You look good though. Thanks.
I actually just I would love to tell you I just woke up, but I haven't slept. I haven't slept since.
I'd show you what I look like, but I mean, I'm using Windows 7 over here, so.
You guys are all going way like. Here's my thing. So you guys are ready just to blow everything up. You don't even want to see if you can make the money work. Most likely it's not going to be able to happen anyway. You would rather not franchise tag Devontae Adams. And I know that this year was the last dance, but you would rather not run it back with Aaron Rodgers, a healthy offensive line with Elgton Jenkins, David Bakhtiari, a wide receiver that could actually take the top off of defense, even if it is just MVS on a one-year deal. And I mean, MVS not having him out there hurt. Did Rodgers miss some open guys? Yeah. Did he play his worst game possibly ever? Yeah. But I would still rather try to compete for one more Super Bowl. You have the rest of your life to blow it up and see what you have in Jordan Love. And I know this seems like the perfect time because of the cap situation, but they were saying the same thing about the Rams a couple years ago when they handed out that terrible contract to Jared Goff, that terrible contract to Todd Gurley. They got rid of Gurley. They pretty much rebuilt it on the fly, never missed the playoffs, just played the Packers in the playoffs with said quarterback Jared Goff. And they still paid Aaron Donald and all those guys. They still acquired Jalen Ramsey. They still have Odell Beckham Jr. I feel like it isn't our job to be Russ Ball or Brian Gutekunst. It's our job to be fans. So I just think it's crazy when I go to social media today. Did Rodgers play like crap? Yeah. He's also the MVP of the league. He played 16 really good games. It sucks that he played his worst game at the worst time. But also, that's not a healthy team. Robert Tonyan's not there. David Bakhtiari is probably the best tackle in football. He's not there. What did Brady look like yesterday without two of his offensive linemen and his tackle? So I just feel like it's easy just to throw one guy under the bus. But, special teams was terrible. Special teams was terrible. Rodgers should have won that game. LaFleur wasn't great, right? I mean, the defense was great. So here's what I'm saying. You want to blow it up, that's fine. But you're trading Aaron Rodgers. Do you really think that's fair to a guy like Rashawn Gary who went out there and busted his ass? Does he want to rebuild with somebody? Maybe Jordan Love's going to be good. But does he want to rebuild and win six games next year? And then what are your odds of keeping him when it's time to give him a contract? Or Jair Alexander? I don't know. I feel like this organization's done a lot of good. I don't want to just blow it up because of one terrible playoff loss. Like we did this last year with Tampa Bay.
But where I'm at, and maybe, you know, the emotions are riding high. Well, they obviously are. I mean, hey, I don't know if you knew this, but fan is actually short for fanatic. I don't know if you knew that.
Right. Right.
But fan is short for fanatic. I just, you know, we went to the Super Bowl once, and thank God they won that Super Bowl. My goodness, could you imagine if Rodgers has never been to a Super Bowl? I just think we know what it is. He has an MVP year. He falters in the postseason. He focuses on Devontae too much. He misses his open guys. There's always other things that happen, too. Like special teams was atrocious, brutal, absolutely brutal. And, you know, other years it's been the defense or whatever. But, look, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you got to get to a Super Bowl. You got at one of these Super Bowls. We're like fighting with each other about what was the worst loss, and everybody's right, and there's so many. I know what it's like with Rodgers as the captain of this team. I'm willing to try to trade him, get something for him, just because let's say we trade him, everyone then assumes, oh, well, you're going to be bad next year. Yeah, okay, maybe. But then aren't we going to be better off for the next few years after that? They were always going to be bad in 2022. Aren't we at least setting ourselves up for a little something after? I'm thinking that there's no chance Rodgers is ever going to get to the Super Bowl again. Others may think, well, he's still your best chance. And I'm saying even if he's your best chance, it still is not going to get you there. So wipe my hands clean. I'm out.
You know what's so funny about this is we're the only fan base that would do this ever. I think it's so dumb because, like, ask Toby how hard it is to land a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I know, but unless you live it, you don't understand it.
I heard Colts fans saying this, and look at that. You get yourself the perfect situation, right? Because Peyton Manning goes to another country, has neck surgery. You land the number one overall pick in Andrew Luck, and he retires by the time he's 30 with zero Super Bowls. Peyton goes on and wins another one. Oh, and then 2 years later breaks every single passing touchdown record, beats all Brady's records with a bunch of stud wide receivers in Denver, wins another Super Bowl. That sucks. If I'm the Colts, no, I want Peyton Manning. Right. And I want that Super Bowl. I heard New England Patriots fans saying, we'd rather have Bill. We don't want Tom. We'd rather have Belichick. Greatest coach ever. Well, Tom won a Super Bowl literally the next year. Tom literally just had statistically his best season ever. Like, finding Hall of Fame quarterbacks is very tough. So it's easy to say I want Rodgers gone because, you know, I'm sad today because we didn't win the Super Bowl. Only one team wins the Super Bowl every year. Every fan base is going to be pissed off.
Yeah, Bill's but 12, I mean, 12 cracks at Rodgers.
Hey, I would rather go to the playoffs and win 13 games and lose a playoff game and be heartbroken than win 6 games.
No.
I don't know, man. Like,
no.
I know Bears fans. I know Vikings fans.
No.
That's miserable. So you'd rather be the guy that then just goes on social media and rips Rodgers when he loses, or, oh, Brady lost again. Brady lost. What a choker. I mean, I don't want to be that fan. I'd rather be the fan where my team's relevant every year, rooting for them to win a Super Bowl. That's just me, I guess, though.
I'd rather enjoy the playoffs and not have to worry about the dumbass heartbreak that we have to, you know, invent each and every year. I'm just kind of tired of it.
Yeah, we say that because we are experiencing the heartbreak, though. But next time you have Nick Costos on, ask him about what.
But no,
like
but they, but they've won 2 Super Bowls in the last 30 years.
Yeah, but like we've won. I mean, like, okay, so winning one Super Bowl with Rodgers really sucks. It really sucks. But like, Bears fans that are talking trash to me today on social media and sending me this Bears stuff, like, they've had nothing to celebrate since 1985, Bart. I wasn't alive. Winning Super Bowls is really hard. I don't know. I mean, I'm a fan of Aaron Rodgers. I think, does he piss me off? Yeah. And also, people on social media are acting like I'm making excuses for the guy. He sucked. He's 80% of the reason they lost that game. Special teams sucked, but all he had to do was put 14 points on the board to win that game. Right. But also, like, let's look at everything that goes down in that game. He misses Lazard. Like, I'll never get over that. He was wide open. Not only was Lazard wide open, but Cobb was starting to break free, too. So Rodgers was playing hero ball like he always does in the playoffs. And that drives me nuts. But let's also look at, like, the play calling. And I'm not even fully blaming Matt LaFleur. A lot of stuff went wrong in that game. That offensive line combo was brutal. OK, I thought Bakhtiari was going to be a full go. Imagine if Elgton Jenkins is playing.
Yeah, why didn't they start Yash? Why did they go with Dennis Kelly? I didn't like that.
Yash was great all year. But also, like, let's not act like A.J. Dillon not being available in the second half of that game doesn't affect the play calling. Like, let's look at when Aaron Jones – why doesn't Aaron Jones continue to run straight? He probably would have made it into the end zone. And if you're going to cut up like that
– Wood said that was on Aaron.
Go out of bounds.
Ryan Wood says that's on Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's fine. That's on Aaron Rodgers. A smart football play would have at least been going out of bounds. We could blame everybody, but all I'm saying is then you get in those goal line situations, even late in that game. I mean, A.J. Dillon was clearly like the missing factor, right? He scored the first touchdown of that game. And I mean, even and I hear people talking about Rodgers checking out of run plays. Dude, they ran the ball 20 times and they lost A.J. Dillon before the second in the second half. So you couldn't run the ball any more than that. I don't think he was checking out of any plays. I think he wanted to manage that game and just get out of there. I don't know. I mean, that final throw, it reminded me of Favre's final throw. I know. So I think it's – I mean, I think you're going to get your wish. I think Rodgers is gone. It's just I laugh at hearing you say, is he even tradable? Because I can name you 15 to 16 organizations.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, the AFC team is Rodgers. They're not winning a Super Bowl. AFC is too good.
I think he goes to Denver, and I think that they have a shot. I really mean that. Look at that defense. The defense performed better without Von Miller the second half of the season. And then look at all those offensive weapons.
Look at our defense. You couldn't have given him a better path, and he blew it.
Yeah, but he's got a bunch of studs there. And Devontae will probably end up there too. It'll be Devontae, Jerry, Judy. Oh God. He'll have a tight end that isn't Josiah DeGuara. Like, Robert Tonyan wasn't missing from this team. You know, and then who takes the top off? I just want to know that. Randall Cobb at his age? I don't know. I mean, you could want Rodgers gone. He's most likely gone. I just think that's stupid. I really do. Because you don't know what you have in Jordan Love. Jordan Love stinks. And then what? You want to draft the quarterback in 3 to 4 years and keep doing that? I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah. Graham Mertz, is he available yet?
You don't like Rodgers because you don't like Rodgers off the field. If this was just another playoff loss and Rodgers went down the way that he always does every year, you would be like, we can't trade him.
I will. I'm not even going to say it about that, but what I'm going to say about that is Rodgers off the field has told us all year that he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And then he plays like he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. He called the pass to Devontae a 50-50 ball.
Yeah, that was a terrible ball.
Yeah, that was like 10-90. He's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be in the room watching him.
His next interview, he's going to be like, oh, I've been canceled, woke mob. All he does is play defense. Nobody's even attacking him, and he always goes on the defensive first. And then people make fun of him, and then he's like, why do people make fun of me? Dude, you think I'm a hormonal 16-year-old today? This guy's got issues, and he needs some tissues.
Well,
he's a spazoid.
He's different. He's definitely different. Yeah, and I'm telling you.
And it's not worth the squeeze. He doesn't get me what I need, and he causes me more frustration. This son of a bee tried to hijack my whole summer of Bucks fandom and championship, but every week he's like, oh, no, John Kuhn talked to him. Goodness sakes.
He's honestly, if he's not the most talented quarterback on the planet, he's right there though. I mean, like he had a rough.
Yeah,
game.
In the playoffs,
he's gonna go somewhere.
Or not in the playoffs, maybe in a dome. You want to put a dome on it, Lambeau?
I'm actually fine with this. So where do you want him traded to? Because I kind of want to see him leave now. If this is the narrative about him, I really do think he'll go somewhere and he'll win, and then I'm gonna be super pissed off. I'd rather try to at least. I mean, yeah, they're. You know what? They're going to trade him. Let's be honest. Because what are you going to do here? Like with the cap?
Yeah, no money.
You could cut Za'Darius Smith, which I also don't understand how they have no money. I mean, they went all in for this year. Well, they don't have any money because they paid Aaron Rodgers, unfortunately.
Yeah, and this would all be solved. This could all be a different conversation if he was willing to take a pay cut. But we all know he's not.
I feel like, man. So you want to lose Davante Adams, the top receiver in the league? Rodgers is gone. So Bakhtiari, they'll probably look to either move him or cut him, because if he's not available to go in that game, what are you going to do? Hang on to Bakhtiari and he's blocking for Jordan Love? Maybe. I don't know. I think it's going to be harder to convince some guys to stay. You know, I mean, how much are they going to be able to pay Jair? They should probably get that done. Plus, is Jair going to want to be around for a rebuild, even if it's a rebuild on the fly? I don't know. It's going to be tough. Like, I feel like those guys on the defensive side of the ball played their ass off. And it sucks that, like, you know, like I'm saying, Rashawn Gary now has to go into next season and expect to win 7 to 8 games when they're a Super Bowl favorite if Rodgers and Devontae do come back. Like, yeah, that was a terrible loss. But if they come back, those two, even if they lose some guys, they're still a top 5, top 6 favorite in Las Vegas to win a Super Bowl. And you could say Rodgers is just going to choke in the playoffs, but at least you get the opportunity to make it to the tournament. So, I don't know. We've seen guys win later on in their career. You never know what's going to happen next year. And especially, like, I think the NFC might be a little bit even weaker. I mean, the Rams are on a good run right now, but they're going to lose some guys. They're not going to be able to pay everybody. Von Miller, OBJ, all those guys. That's not happening. Tom Brady doesn't even know if he's coming back next year. Who else scares you in the NFC? That's what I'm saying. I just feel like the Super Bowl window is open. I mean, you could always lose to a team like San Francisco. I didn't even expect them to make it into the playoffs. And then you get beat by them because there's a blocked punt and a blocked field goal. And yeah, Rodgers played like crap, but come on, man. Like, that's the most ridiculous way to lose a game. When's the last time in an NFL game you've seen a blocked field goal and punt
Never.
In the same game?
Never.
And then on the final play of the game, only 10 men are on the field. Like, Never. Yeah, Rodgers stunk, but I feel like everybody's just taking it out on him. Like, and also, I get that's the special teams coordinator who LaFleur wanted, but what is LaFleur doing? Like, what is he doing? He's the head coach, man. McVay, all those guys, Shanahan. That's the other thing. Like, Shanahan just has that, like, I know LaFleur beat him in the regular season.
Oh, yeah, hey,
season.
Trent Williams being in motion is real cool until you realize that that should have been a false start.
Well, he did that all week long. He did that the prior week or the previous week against Dallas, too. I was saying the same thing. I'm like, it's a false start.
He's running towards the line of scrimmage.
I also felt like Kyle Shanahan just had, like, that mental just advantage over LaFleur or something. But I hate when those two play each other now, especially now that they don't like each other.
Well, they hugged.
Know. Yeah, I
do want to bring some people in with us. 414-799-1250. This is a crazy day for me. I woke up and Aaron Rodgers is no longer my sports hero. He has been replaced by Grayson Allen, who I will defend to the death.
I also do think that's the reason that the Packers lost, but I won't get into that.
What? State karma?
No, the Bucks posting that Grayson Allen thing after Caruso was announced out with a broken bone. I think that's really bad karma right there. I did everything right all week. I was at church. I was saving kittens from trees. And then we got Grayson Allen. And I also find it weird. Everybody loved. Remember when nobody wanted Grayson Allen? Everybody hated Grayson Allen? Like,
well, now he's ours.
Now he's the face of the franchise. Love it.
Remember when everyone that's ever covered the Bulls overreacted like it was like Grayson Allen murdered Alex Caruso?
Well, yeah. I mean, exactly. A little ridiculous. But it is also Grayson Allen. I laugh more at the people saying that was clean. Like, didn't he just get into it with Ja like three nights earlier? I don't care about Grayson Allen. It was bad karma. It's the reason the Packers lost. Let's move on.
Barbecue Jay. What's up, Barbecue Jay?
How's it going, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Awesome. Good. I am, man, well, Rod, I'm sorry, buddy. You've been in bed since, what, Sunday?
Saturday. Well, Saturday I didn't really
Saturday.
Know, but I just stared at the TV for like a good hour and a half until I like dozed off a little bit. Then, yeah, last night I tried to sleep a little bit, but I can't. I just have nightmares of Aaron Rodgers missing Alan Lazard and blocked punts and the floor trying to pump up the crowd and just an awful night of football.
I think I'm wondering if you guys had a mutual feeling that once we were pulling away and the game was getting late, we all knew that something was on the horizon.
I still thought we were going to win up until
he did.
They stopped the Niners on a 4th-and-1 and. Yeah. Had the ball with 6 minutes back. I'm like, there's no way they blow this.
I just felt like you kept missing the open guys. I think once the Guara dropped that first ball, it was over for him. And he wasn't going to go back to him. And it just became the Devontae and Aaron Jones show, which was working, but they weren't getting any points out of it, man. I don't know. I really feel like Goot kind of let this season go the way Rodgers wanted it to. He still did his job while people were in. But I just think, you know, Rodgers knows there's a lot of pressure on him with, you know, the offseason he had last year to kind of, you know, help make everything come together. I just think, I don't know. If he doesn't want to stay, that's fine. And I hope he stays. But if not, you know, they need to do a fast rebuild, kind of like you guys are saying.
Like, can we, Jay, thanks a lot. Good to hear from you. Can we get an Aaron Rodgers that in the post game is like, look, man, this sucks. You know, whatever. I love these guys. Whoever's back, I'm ready to go again. Instead, he's got to be all like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. Like, what is he doing?
I know what he's doing. It's about Devontae. He wants Devontae taken care of, and then he's willing to come back. I mean, that's what it all comes down to.
Okay, well, then take a pay cut.
He's attached to Devontae. But the problem is, man, he's, like, too attached to Devontae. Like you said, like, honestly, the last thing I'll say about him missing Lazard is that that was predetermined. Like, he doesn't even – and that's a young quarterback mistake right there. That is not Aaron Rodgers. Like, he doesn't even look and scan the field. He looks at nobody but Devontae, and that's my only problem. Like, if Devontae – I saw a great take. Somebody said, you know what LaFleur should have did was take Devontae out for a series early in that game and make Rodgers look at the other guys. Like, and I didn't really agree with, like – I don't know. You have Daphne in the slot, and then Rodgers is, I don't know, way too much EQ, but there's not much they could have did, right?
Yeah, that reverse to EQ was like, what are you, that was a waste of a play.
I'm sick of EQ. Like, and that's the problem. Like, I think Goot did a great job. I'm not here to hate on Goot. Like, Goot put together the best team he could. It just goes back to the wide receivers that he did select. When MVS is the best one, you know what I mean? And I hope Jordan Love's great, and he seems like a great enough kid. But T. Higgins would have helped in that game. And if you watch the game preview, like the Titans-Bengals game, you see how good T. Higgins is. So I just – does Aaron Rodgers fully trust Alan Lazard? He should. Alan Lazard played lights out the second half of the season. But that's what you wonder. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not here to make excuses. They played like crap. The special teams performance was the third worst in NFL history. Rodgers was awful. Pretty much everybody was awful, except for on the defensive side of the ball. Rashawn Gary didn't deserve to lose that game. He was awesome.
You know, Davante Adams is kind of like the Joe Rogan of the Packers because there's so many other guys available that'll help Rodgers, but he's the only one that'll listen to.
You know what? You're having a good time today. Good time, good time. So where do you want to see Rodgers get traded to? Denver?
What about the Tampa Bay Bandits, one of those USFL teams?
I want him to go to the Colts, but the problem is they don't have anything to give up because they gave up all their first-round picks for Carson Wentz already.
I want the Packers to trade Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers for Deontay Johnson and Najee Harris and T.J. Watt.
No, I love the trade that your guy Matt Schneidman from The Athletic put together. Like, it's Madden. He's going to trade Rodgers and Devontae to Denver for, like, 100 first-round picks, 30 second-round picks, and Denver – is going to throw in Jerry Jeudy, too, their best receiver. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because they're getting Devontae, right? Just a little quick swap out.
Yeah, a little uno for uno. Let me get to Spark Guy. What's up?
Hey, guys. You know, I get the idea of having this discussion of keep him or not, but it's a false choice. It's kind of pointless.
Hey, are you on speaker?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I think I heard a Niner.
I got a Niner in there?
It's a false choice, I was saying, with the Rodgers and decision point. I get that people are talking about it, but it's like it's been.
Hey, are you on a phone that works?
I thought I lost you.
Hey, what is going on with you?
I feel like this is like the Scream movie. What's your favorite story?
Where are you, dude? What is this?
Is he on Mars?
Hold on, okay. He's got to figure that out. What the hell? He like got further away.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just
like
them.
He like, honey, I shrunk the kids himself into his phone and was talking in the phone.
Yeah, it was like he was like talking to us from like the upside down world or whatever. That was weird, man.
Yeah, the lights were blinking.
I wanted to ask him, though, because I think he's a Bears fan. I wanted to ask him, would you rather win 13 games every year and have your heart ripped out in the playoffs with an MVP like Aaron Rodgers, or would you rather win 6 to 7 games with, take your pick, Mitchell Trubisky, Justin Fields, Matt Nagy? Because I would rather just continue to at least have a shot in the tourney every year. I want Rodgers back for one more year, but I understand that you don't, and I understand that it's probably not going to be a possibility. But if it was up to me, I would do everything in my power for one last run, especially if you could get some of these guys back and healthy. You're going to have to say goodbye to some dudes. Like, but let's look at the guys they won with without this year. You know, like, I love Za'Darius Smith, man. But you're cutting Za'Darius Smith. Especially, like, if I had to pick between him and Preston, you probably don't even have that luxury. They're probably both gone. I would probably take Preston over Za'Darius. You know what I mean?
Can we just take a quick time out and just –
Yeah, let's do it.
Not even a break. I'm just, like, let's just pause for a second and – they lost that game. I'm stunned. I'm still so stunned that they lost that game. They had everything. And I said before the game, I said, if they lose, it's going to be the worst night of our lives. I'm just stunned. How do you have everything in front of you and you lose that game? I'm just stunned.
Well, and the worst part about it was like those games yesterday were great and I couldn't even really.
Oh, the Rams would smoke us. Well, I don't know. Coming here though.
That was kind of the matchup I was scared of.
The Rams on Saturday would have been, it'd be Sunday. That weather, I think McCarthy screwed us, because if McCarthy would have won, they would have gone to Tampa. Rams would have come here.
Oh, dude, McCarthy totally screwed us. Like, he's not even here anymore, and he screwed us.
Yeah, I mean, we would have beat the Rams. Yeah.
I mean, it all comes down to, I mean, you can go back and look at the season. Like, the Odell Beckham Jr. tease. And again, Rodgers only looks at Devontae, but I'm pretty sure if OBJ is in that huddle, he's looking at OBJ. And I'm pretty sure OBJ
would be
getting.
But he wanted Cobb back, and he didn't even look at Cobb.
Yeah, I know. I think he wanted Cobb back just to be a house guest, though. Like, Cobb, and I love Cobb, man. I mean, like, let's be honest. And Cobb was good for a couple weeks there, but Cobb just returned from core surgery. Cobb had no business even being out there. He wanted to be out there, but he was playing probably, what, 50 to 60%? So you have old man Cobb, who, when healthy, yes, still a decent NFL receiver. You could stick in the slot and he can make a couple plays. But when you have old man injured Cobb playing in the snow, that's a little bit different of a story. You know what I mean? MVS, I'm telling you, MVS changes that game. MVS may have had two targets, one grab, but he completely changes that game. Like, there was nobody that San Francisco had to worry about. The Packers, unfortunately, just don't have a burner. Like, who's the other guy? Amari Rodgers, EQ, Daphne? Like, you know, DeGuara had a bad drop. Rodgers could have put it on him a little bit better. Again, I'm not making excuses for Rodgers. He was awful. Brady wins that game. Mahomes wins that game and probably hangs 50. Josh Allen wins that game. So if Rodgers, you know,
Jordan Love probably wins that game.
I don't think Jordan Love does win that game. I don't mean to say Jordan Love sucks. I just mean that Jordan Love is clearly not ready. Like, maybe, and again, you have to throw him out there. That's the only way he's ever going to get ready. But if you do start Jordan Love next year, you're not winning a Super Bowl. Sure, maybe you sneak in 8-9 wins. Maybe you're the Eagles, right? And especially in the NFC, because I do think it's going to be weaker. You can probably even get into the playoffs. If A.J. Dillon, Aaron Jones, and guys are healthy and stick around, you can run the ball and get yourself into the playoffs. I just don't think you're going to win a Super Bowl. But then again, everybody says Aaron Rodgers isn't going to win you a Super Bowl. I do disagree with that if that's a fully healthy team and things bounce the right way. Also, like, let's not pretend like San Francisco didn't have a perfect defensive game plan. Like, they shut Devontae down, and the offensive line wasn't great. And even when Rodgers, like, had pressure – they were pretty solid in coverage. San Francisco is a really good team defensively.
What about when Nick Bosa just got Aaron Rodgers? Rodgers had a little room to run, and then he just didn't feel him behind him. And he's I mean, this is going to be a 39-year-old body next postseason. Those bones, you know, we're old. We're done.
Well, and that's the other thing, man. Like, I went yesterday.
I shoveled yesterday. I was out of breath for 2 hours.
Yeah, we ate brunch outside yesterday, like where they have like the big like heaters next to you. And I was still so cold. And I even said that I was like, man, I'm almost the same age as Rodgers. And he's taking those hits. He looked a little Favre-ish, you know, I mean, that's the other thing. Like Brady at times yesterday after he got hit, looked a little bit older. These guys are getting a little bit older. They might need more help right now.
Yeah, you can't play in the cold. So if we start construction on a dome at Lambeau right now, then I will go off my Rodgers should get traded take.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, though. He tries to step up in the pocket, like that move that he always makes, you know, to throw that deep ball. Nick Bosa catches him. And I think that kind of got in his head. Like, Rodgers just couldn't get comfortable in that game. You know, he played awful. He played awful against a really good defense. That's his problem, too. Rodgers terrorizes, like, defenses, like, rated, like, 16th and higher, right? But then when we get these playoff matchups, and he goes against the Legion of Boom, he goes against San Francisco's defense, he goes against, you know, if you would have saw the Rams next week, that's when he struggles. Most quarterbacks do, but, like, he needs to go the Brady route, and he didn't. He went hero ball, like, thrown into double coverage. Because if you just go the Brady route, and I know it annoys people, like, you were joking about it last week against Philadelphia. But that's how you win games.
Oh, yeah,
you
should have dinked and dunked it, yeah.
Check down, take what's given to you. Like, again, if he takes what's given to him, if he goes to Cobb a couple times, Lazard a couple times, they win that game. Instead, he was looking for the big play. And, man, yeah, it's frustrating because that's not the way that he played all year long.
Yeah, dude, I mean, Rodgers, you know, against defenses is like me in college. I mean, any girl that was, you know, playing Jane, I'd wind and dine. But you show me one girl with a full set of teeth and two working eyes, I, like, didn't know how to speak to her.
Hey, I'll tell you this, though. So never again will I make the argument. I love Aaron Rodgers. He'll go down as my favorite quarterback right behind Brett Favre. Never again will I throw him in the argument of the greatest of all time, though. It's Brady, and I mean, Mahomes. I already have Mahomes over Rodgers, unfortunately. Rodgers will go down as a guy for 4 hours every Sunday. Like, even if I'm having a crappy week or the crappiest year of my life, like this year, like, he's my, like, escape, my getaway. And I have a lot of fun watching him. I think he's the most talented thrower of the football. But he lacks the clutch gene, which I think is a real thing now, because I watch Brady, Mahomes, and even Josh Allen and Joe Burrow do this stuff. And I think he's going to go down as, in my opinion, probably the greatest regular season quarterback. But he's 11-10 in the postseason, and I can't call him the GOAT anymore, or even argue. Like, I sound like an idiot when I do the thing with Brady. Because if he was the GOAT, like, you know what I mean? I can't make those excuses anymore. Everything was in front of him on Saturday night. He had – that was a top-10 defense that night when they're fully healthy, you know. And they made every single play for him. You know, he had enough protection. The offensive line wasn't great, but he had enough. You know, he had Devontae out there. He had – Aaron Jones out there. For a half, he had A.J. Dillon. So Brady would have found a way to win that game, I'll admit. So I think he's a great regular season quarterback. I want him back because I enjoy watching him play the game of football. And, like, that's the reason I watch the Packers, for enjoyment, because I'm a fan. You know what I mean? I don't want to think of, oh, got to rebuild, got to do this with the money, got to do with that. Because selfishly, dude, it's not my money. I'm not Russ Ball. I'm not Brian Gutekunst. Figure it out. The Rams figured it out. Tampa Bay figured it out. The Patriots for years figured it out. Bring Rodgers back, because I still think he gives you the best chance to win a Super Bowl, and because selfishly, I think he's a lot of fun to watch. He's about to win another MVP. He wins me money every week. He's 65% against the spread at Lambeau Field. Like, you know, you still had a chance. If that punt isn't blocked and that kick isn't blocked, Rodgers wins that game. They win that game.
Yeah, so but they got to convert a third down. I agree with Nick's point earlier. They got to convert a third down, and then those situations never come up.
But you know what? If they win that game, ugly, like 10-7. I think they beat the Rams, and I think Rodgers has a monster game. Rodgers doesn't have two crappy back-to-back games. He had a bad game on a cold night, but, like, which quarterback was going into Lambeau that night and, like, throwing for 350 yards, three touchdowns? You know what I mean? Like, that weather. Imagine trying to catch that football. It's like a brick being thrown at you out there. So, crappy loss, probably the end of Aaron Rodgers. I'd want him back, but I do admit – Brady, all those guys, even Mahomes right now, probably better than him and definitely more clutch.
I like this tweet from Katie. She says, when Bart talks, I agree with him. When Horvat talks, I agree with him. I have no idea where I'm at, but I know I'm still in the anger phase. Hey, if you want to wash away the troubles of this loss, it may be tough, but if you want to wash away the grease and grime on your car, scrub it up, Scrub Club. It's hard to say, it's easy to use. You can wash your car every day if you choose. One low price starting at $13 a month, the Scrub It Up Scrub Club at any local Scrub It Up location. All right, let me get to John, who is in Jersey. How about that for John? People have theme songs now when they call.
I love them.
Yeah. We've been saying we were going to do it for 5 years. And
got yourself a gun.
John, what's up, buddy?
Guys, I feel just like you do, but just on a side note, Kelsey scoring last night gave me a win in DraftKings.
How much you win?
Hey! 200.
Okay. I was winning 10,000 bucks on Yahoo for a while, and then I won zero.
Well, listen, somebody said something. I don't know how true this is. Listen to me. Just listen to me. Ryan, listen to this. Somebody texted before the game, like at 12 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, that this one guy had an NFL higher upper that they know, and they said, this is what the guy said exactly. He was told that the Packers were going to lose by 3 because the NFL will lose out on a big contract if the Packers won because the L.A. market's bigger than the Wisconsin market.
Yeah, come on, we're not. Well, come on, John. You don't believe
that.
I'm just saying
is that we will lose by 3 and then the 49ers kick over to win the game. But anyway.
So all 150 players and coaches were in on it?
No, I'm just saying. Listen, I'm trying to put some levity into this. Listen, why don't
There's Rogers no time on, for levity.
Why don't Rogers sit on the other side of the desk from Ryan, from Gutekunst, right? He gives Ryan the checkbook. I'm sorry, not Ryan. Rogers the checkbook, blank.
Yeah.
And he tells him, all right, Aaron, you want to come back? You don't want to rebuild? Give me a figure on the blank check on what you want to be paid so we could get everybody back and try to have some kind of a semblance of, a playoff team and maybe a champion team. And then see what he says. Why can't he go down to $15 million?
He won't do it.
Well, then, okay, then when then now I'm even saying he's got to go. Like, this is not the offseason.
He won't do it. If he was going to take a pay cut, he would have taken a pay cut already.
I couldn't enjoy football this weekend, you guys, without seeing that stupid commercial with him walking the dogs or whatever in his pink shorts. He could come back and take less money, man. He's making enough through endorsements. He makes enough money. If he wants Devontae to get paid and he wants any defense whatsoever, he needs to take less money or else he's got to go. I'll even say that. I mean, but does that ever even come up? Did that's the problem with the Green Bay media. Does anybody ever even ask Rodgers, hey, why don't you take a pay cut? Brady takes a pay cut. I want to know more about this.
You know, trade him to Denver. Let's get, multiple number ones, some players, and move on. That's what I said.
Yeah, but what would have Rodgers said? He would have said, look, we'll talk about it. You know, it's a lot of options on the table. He ain't going to say anything.
If you get get multiple number one picks for this Aaron Rodgers, and you probably could after an MVP, then I guess you got to do it. I mean, if you could get multiple, I just don't want 2 seconds and a first in 3 years or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's going to be on Maxi tomorrow, or maybe not. I don't know.
I'm sure he'll be on there, and then he'll say something. And, you know, then he's going to come on there and say, look, everybody wants to cancel me, that I can't play in the cold. They don't know what it's like. Blah, blah, blah. It's never my fault. Blah, blah, blah.
I will say this, man. This is the way that I was with Brett, though, until Brett did.
Thanks, John.
And then he wanted to come back. I felt like Brett – well, actually, you know what? That's a little bit different of the story, man, because I didn't feel like Brett gave them the best chance to win until McCarthy got there, and then they went 12-4 before losing to Eli.
Aaron probably should have played in that NFC Championship game in 07.
Yeah, I'm just not there with Jordan Love, man. I was there with Aaron because we saw it even when he had to go into that game in Dallas. And I know there was some crappy preseason performances, but I don't know. I kind of always saw it with Rodgers. It's easy to say now. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
It just feels so final because of how we saw the game play out, where it was cold and our quarterback was old and there was an opportunity to advance the ball and he went with the wrong guy. It really seemed for – all the parallels in those two guys' careers. I mean, this was just another one. It just seemed so final to me.
Yeah. Yeah. This is one of the worst playoff losses. I know it's hard to compare to Seattle. It's even hard to compare to last year because I thought they got hosed in that game. But this year it does feel just really final. Not even just with Aaron Rodgers. I get it, if you're not an Aaron Rodgers guy, you're whatever. But that means Devontae's gone. Za'Darius Smith is gone. You know, Za'Darius Smith already said goodbye on Instagram. So he's gone. And that sucks. I thought that was a nice little run with Z and when him and Preston came over. I thought this was a really good team. Unfortunately, I thought this was a really great team this year. And that's, again, we talked about this, though, man. It's the one thing I hate about the NFL playoffs. The tournament's so exciting, but it's one and done. And it's just so final. Where if the Packers played the 49ers in a best of five, best of seven series, they win that series. Rodgers doesn't play like that in multiple games at Lambeau Field, right? But that's the NFL playoffs. You have one crappy game and your season's over. And Jimmy G's advancing and then saying F the Packers to Robbie Gould. What a nightmare of a night, man. Everything, just a blocked punt and a blocked kick in the same game.
A blocked punt that sat there for a day and a half.
And also, so many pick six opportunities. And I know Eric Stokes is really young, but, I mean – that's the reason I knew they were going to lose that game. And I kept saying it to my wife, man, was because there were so many opportunities to just put your foot right on their throat, right? There were so many pick six opportunities. There were so many throws there for Rodgers to make. There were, the Aaron Jones play, no matter who you think that's on. I don't know. There was just so many plays to be made and they left them on the field. And then you look at why they lose the game and it's because the special teams unit sucked. And it's because they trusted the guys that I said all season long, don't trust these guys, even on special teams, like Tyler Lancaster. What the hell was he doing on that field goal? What is he doing? He doesn't even attempt to block
anybody, was responsible for one last year, too, I think.
He's awful. Tyler Lancaster is awful. And anybody with a set of eyeballs could have told you that. And I know, again, you're in cap hell, so it's not like you could have, the best special teams yet. You know what I mean? You have to have your Tyler Lancasters. Everybody out there is not an all-pro on the special teams unit. But come on, man, that's the biggest game of your life. And all you had to do was your job, or at least act like you're doing your job with this lazy-ass effort. And then after the game, LaFleur looks like he's in tears. That always makes me really nervous. I don't know what I wanted him to say there, but didn't it seem like he just, lost his best friend or lost his wife or lost his girlfriend? I think he knows Rodgers is gone.
Well, yeah, and Rodgers cheated on him right in front of him. They schemed a play open for Lazard, and he chucked it to Devontae.
And what you saw on Saturday night, and I'm the big LaFleur guy. I hype him up all the time. But do you feel comfortable with LaFleur moving forward with Jordan Love and Amari Rodgers?
Do you agree? I saw someone tweet, if LaFleur was looked like McCarthy, we would hate him and want him fired.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, dude. Like,
but
I
because
mean,
he's a smoke show dime, we love him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And that's another guy I feel bad for, though, you know, because, I mean, he inherited this team and Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know. I guarantee he wants one more run at it. And probably not going to get that, though. So it sucks. We'll head into the rebuild. At least it'll be exciting times. You'll get to talk some Jordan Love. Evaluate some preseason.
You know,
Jordan
it'll make
Love.
That. You know what? Jordan Love would be. It would make the regular season fun again. Every game would feel like the Super Bowl because these regular season games wouldn't be in question.
I think the regular season is fun. I love winning games.
You know, Packers take a lead. I just like watch the game with one eye open. Come on.
Yeah.
I want a nice 9-8 grind season. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that'd be fun.
Though. You only say that because you've never had one. Well, you have, but with Aaron Rodgers, those final couple of years with McCarthy when they were terrible, or the years where Aaron Rodgers would get hurt and we'd have Brett Hundley. See, I just don't want to go back to that ever.
Drew Burgoyne wants to give you a hug.
Yeah, I need one. I'm sad, man. Sad times.
Oh, if you got a hug from Drew, too, with those cannons, you'd feel real cozy.
The worst part about it is anti-Rodgers Nation on social media makes the loss that much worse because everybody's like coming at me like I'm like Aaron Rodgers, like throwing coach, or like I'm his life coach, or I am Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, yeah, I agree.
You know what I saw with Aaron Rodgers Trade Nation? I saw all those little matchsticks and I threw a whole big gas, put a gasoline on it.
I wake up this morning and I see Bart says, is Aaron Rodgers even tradable? Which I've never had. I questioned. I said, are you 8? Yes, he's tradable. Toby, do you want the Washington Generals to land Aaron Rodgers? Of course you do. Any Bears fan out there that says they wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers is crazy. The Niners are
Well, we're not
going to
give
him
up in the NFC. We're not trading him in the NFC. We're trading him in the AFC. AFC's got no shot.
The Niners are going to the NFC title game, and their fans are still putting together pictures of Aaron Rodgers. And they just beat Rodgers for the fourth time. They still want him. The Broncos clearly want him. Pretty much every team except for the Chiefs, Chargers, Bengals, Bills would want him. I mean, the Jets will take him. The Patriots will take him. The Patriots will move on from Mac Jones right now for Aaron Rodgers. Bill Belichick, the greatest head coach in NFL history, would probably give his kidney for Aaron Rodgers. And you know that. So I think he's still probably top three. I know he has some crappy playoff performances, but he does give you your best opportunity to win. So,
all right, Horvy. Well, thank you for your service. We'll talk on Friday. We'll do championship weekend picks, of which the Packers will not be a part of.
Yeah, I got to win back all my money. Lost a couple grand on the Packers not winning the Super Bowl. So happy Monday to everybody. Go Jordan Love Nation. And Go Bengals, because we need to take Patrick Mahomes, his annoying wife, and Jackson Mahomes out. And I am all about the Bengals now. Go Joey B. Joey Cool.
Yeah, we need a Patrick Mahomes wife versus Kelly Stafford wife Super Bowl.
What about Shailene Woodley?
Well, she's probably like, Shailene, do you think that she even lives in a house? Do you think she just like digs a tunnel and sleeps there?
I think they broke up already.
Yeah, I think they broke up too. I'd break up with Rodgers after that performance.
I'd break up with her after her last three film performances. What's her last good movie? The Divergent?
Did you know she was in the OC?
I do. She was the sister. She was
Caitlin.
She was Marissa's sister. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well,
then
they recast her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, you have a good day.
All right. Peace out, homie.
See ya.
Yeah, Ryan Horvath, what a guy. We're back in, I don't know, 90 seconds. See ya.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
1250 AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. Our thanks to Ryan Horvath. I will return the favor. Bet MGM tonight. How about that? I like that people want to talk to me when I'm beside myself wanting to trade Aaron Rodgers. Look, I'm a mess. I mean, I think we all are. Did anyone think we're actually going to lose that game? Like, yeah, you know, the Niners, they're the boogaboo, but they lost that game. I was standing. At one point, I was pacing around the house. My wife says, "Is this even fun for you?" I go, "Great question." I said the Bucs run was fun because I knew they'd win. This is fun. Once they win, I will have enjoyed this. And then they lost. And then I said, we need to move. And she said, why? I said, because I'm always right here in this part of the living room pacing around for every big game. It's the house's fault. It's the house's fault. And she says, let me take your phone and you should go to bed. The chance for you to win money continues despite Green Bay not being involved. You can still try out Giving Props, a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. For every round of the playoffs, 10 props will be posted. All you got to do is create an account, make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. Just by signing up, you're entered to win a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. BetQL.com/props. My Aaron Jones ones, very good. Unfortunately, I also thought that Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb and all these other guys would do something as well. Let's get to Andy, who is in Heartland. Andy, what's up?
Hey, guys. Well,
no song today. I got to change your song. I think I got to change your song. Because it goes,
Go, you Packers, go, go.
Yeah.
Go, you Packers, go, go. Yeah, well, go, you Packers, go to the couch and watch the rest of the playoffs.
Go, you Packers, go home.
Right, there you go. No, Barty, I'm right there with you. I was so mad, so upset, because I know that the special team sucks crap. I understand that. But Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be better than 10 points. And the fact that, first of all, I'm going to know why Josh Nyman wasn't playing. I don't know what no injury report, nothing like that. I don't know what that was about. I also know that Aaron Rodgers was throwing some very poor passes. He missed Devontae on a comeback route, but he threw it at his feet. He also, when Devontae made that very good catch at his shoelaces, that was a poor throw. He was wide open. He barely missed him there. And then going back to Aaron Jones, that's a touchdown if he's not afraid to throw it. He was so afraid to throw that ball, like, oh, my God, he's wide open. I don't want to blow this. And that's why it wasn't a touchdown. The thing is, yeah, special teams is horrendous. There's a job opening at 1265 Lombardi for a new special teams coach. Let's bring back Nolan Cromwell from the Desmond Howard days. Maybe we can get him out of retirement. I don't know. But how? And a part of this is on LaFleur. You saw that you had a problem all year. All year you saw you had a problem with special teams. You didn't fix it. He should have been, that special teams coach should have been fired probably after week six. Okay, because it's the same mistakes over and over and over. Especially in the block punt and the field goal block, they came from the same spot. Whoever was playing that left side, they don't know how to block. How do you not coach that up? And if you guys can't do that, then they're off the team. Get somebody else in there that knows how to block. It was horrendous. And I know that, yeah, I mean, 10 points is 10 points, all by the special teams. Defense, I feel bad for Rashawn Gary. Played the game of his life, played with his hair on fire, and nobody's talking about him because
maybe,
Packers lost.
Maybe I'm different if Rodgers' demeanor is different. I mean, I know he just lost, and a lot of times I'll, like, say, give these guys a break. They just lost a massive game, but I just
Well, no, he looked like he didn't care.
Well, he was just talking about, like, I don't want to be a part of the rebuild, and – you know, he likes to have these press conferences now where it's like, hey, try to decipher this, and God only knows what he's going to say on McAfee.
Here's one thing. Have you ever seen Aaron Rodgers in his whole career? Because I haven't. I've pretty much watched every game. If he throws a bad pass, he never points to himself. Like, he never comes back and, like, you know, my bad, that was my fault. You know, I've never seen him do that, ever, when he's thrown a bad pass. But he'll be the first one to tell a receiver, you ran the wrong route. Okay, so that's one thing. Aaron Rodgers can do no wrong in Aaron Rodgers' world. I think what you have to do now is you have to trade him, because there's no way you can't. Even if they find a way to sign Aaron Rodgers and somehow miraculously keep Devontae Adams, that's all you're going to have? You're going to have Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams? That's it, because you're going to lose. Everybody else is gone now. Everybody else is gone. Trade him, get what you can. And if he decides to retire, then he retires, and all the money's off the books then, right? If he retires?
Yeah.
All the money's off the books. His cap hit is gone.
Yeah, so okay, you won't get players back, but you get the cap.
But you'd get the cap money back.
Yeah.
So if they can trade him, they need to trade him. I know everybody's, like, screaming, oh, my God, he's the best quarterback we've ever had since. Well, that's fine. He's the best regular season quarterback in the history of the NFL. That's fine. And if we just want to be the Atlanta Braves of the 90s and just go to the playoffs and lose.
Atlanta Braves of the 90s. We're the Packers of the 90s. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm just saying.
We've already done this.
The Braves. The Braves are the
best. But we did that too.
In the 90s.
We compare ourselves to ourselves.
What I'm saying, though.
No, I get you. I do have to let you go. It's show overtime.
Do we want to live with that, or do we want to possibly move on? Have a strong defense, because the Ravens showed that if you have a quarterback,
it's show overtime. I got to go, Andy.
See, oh,
the show's over.
Well, okay.
I have to let you go.
I'm going to drop the mic and
okay. I'm not trying to kick you off the air. The show is over.
Our season's over.
Okay,
that's a perfect ending.
All right, Andy. Talk to me tomorrow. Okay. Hey, the show is coming to an end. This is the end of the show. So I must let him go. I must let you. If you're on hold, Big Show will get you. We'll be back tomorrow at 6. I don't like being this mad. I don't like that I want Rodgers traded, but they did everything for this guy this year. You know how many times Gutekunst flew out to his house and Murphy and Russ Ball and LaFleur to try to convince him to come back? You know what they did with the cap to keep him here? It didn't work. Now we're screwed and he can just leave. Good for him. I'm done. We tried it. Doesn't work. I'm done. We're back tomorrow at 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.